efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs, caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive. Or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. 2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
I was 21 years old when I was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer. And when you confront your own mortality, you realize, what am I going to leave behind? I'm never going to have children. I might not see my husband grow old. What have I done? I'm sitting here today with tumors in my liver, my lungs, and my bones. But I'm sitting here with hope. My name is Bridget Spence. I am Susan G. Komen for The Cure.
When I was diagnosed with breast cancer, both of my daughters were pregnant, and everything I was looking forward to turned into everything I was going to miss. First words, first steps, being there for my grandchildren, for my daughters. Today, those babies are 3. I'm with them all the time. I don't know what's next, but I know I'm here today. My name is Alanthea Pena. I am Susan G. Komen for The Cure.
Help cure breast cancer and save women's lives.
There are still millions of women who suffer from breast cancer, and they need our help. Register now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure, October 19th at www.komenacadiana.org. On Point Talk, the official OPT network. CJ in the Boom Boom Room, along with KAYT FM 88.1, proud partners of the Susan G. Komen 2013 Race for the Cure. Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country that you're in on this Friday morning. I know it's Friday already for many people. It's the first full week of school gone by. You made it through, hopefully, and many people are trying to still get there. It's 7:37 if you're just getting started. And of course, we always like to remind you about school buses, school kids, and school zones. You know that those school zones are flashing. Those yellow lights are flashing until 9 a.m. Please give yourself enough time to slow down, get there safely. Make sure that you're watching out for kids standing by bus stops. Help, help, help. Help our bus drivers to help not only get our kids to school safely, but as they travel around the cities across America, please make sure that you are slowing down for them. Make sure that you give those guys and those ladies that are driving those buses and getting our kids to school, you know, whether they're literally our kids or metaphorically they're our kids, they're all our kids. And everybody's got to do their part in just slowing down, having a little humility, a little patience. And I'm going to tell you, nobody wants to be behind a school bus, but if that happens, that's just the way that it is. And so that's why I say to you every morning, when that happens, you have to have enough time, okay? So remember, school buses, school zones, school kids, flashing until 9 a.m., and then they resume again at 2 p.m. So we're asking you to be careful. We're still seeing way too many accidents in our South traffic circle. I mean, yesterday, D.C. literally had to take the grass to keep from being mowed down and getting hit. Still too many people traveling too fast and not paying attention in the South traffic circle. Too many accidents. Please slow down and have humility for the drivers that are on the road. Y'all, it's Real Women, Real Talk Friday. It promises to be an incredible conversation. You're on point. I've got to take a break here, but we're going to tell you who's joining Real Women, Real Talk this Friday. Stay with us, everybody. We're back right after this. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive. Or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
I was 21 years old when I was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer. And when you confront your own mortality, you realize, what am I going to leave behind? I'm never going to have children. I might not see my husband grow old. What have I done? I'm sitting here today with tumors in my liver, my lungs, and my bones. But I'm sitting here with hope. My name is Bridget Spence. I am Susan G. Komen for The Cure. Help cure breast cancer and save women's lives.
There are still millions of women who suffer from breast cancer, and they need our help. Register now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure, October 19th at www.komenacadiana.org. On Point Talk and KAYT FM 88.1, proud partners in the fight against breast cancer.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hixson has it.
Hixson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
The concrete jungle, home to the burger devotee, adept at discovering deliciousness. The aroma of thick-cut applewood smoked bacon. The spicy, cool kick of habanero ranch sauce.
Woo!
Things that send a burger devotee's senses soaring. And McDonald's, hungry for their dedication, has just the thing to attract them. Three new quarter-pounder burgers, bacon habanero ranch, deluxe, and bacon and cheese. Only true devotees can spot burgers this good. And they're another new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Everybody, good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's the day that we all love to love. It's Friday. And before we start, let me just say that this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for over 60 years. Also, Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program. Y'all, I am so passionate about this. Our seniors sharing today to shape tomorrow. If you're 55 years old or older, not only do you get an incredible opportunity to make a difference in a young person's life through volunteerism, through love, through support, but you can also get paid for it. And for more information and pay that does not, absolutely does not affect any of your money. But for more information, here's the number to phone. It's 318-484-2260. 318-484-2260. Also, Hixson Automotive Group, they're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, their website, www.hixsonhasit.com. And as you all well know, every Friday, we come together with incredible women talking about just incredible things that hopefully make our lives all just a little bit better. We call it Real Women, Real Talk Friday. And this morning, we're happy to have with us Octavia Williams-Jackson. She is the office administrator. I got that backwards. I didn't write it down. Octavia, but you know I know. She is the office administrator for MedExpress. Octavia, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Carla. Good morning to everyone.
Octavia Jackson Williams. Happy to have you this morning. Also, Angie Roberts. She is our occupational therapist from Christus Cabrini Hospital. And she is not just an occupational therapist, but I like to call her an epidemiologist, which does not exist. But she is an incredible spirit. And also, we're going to be joined by Christy Bergeron, who is the founder of Alexandria's Women and Wine on Wednesdays. Ladies, good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Thank you, Carlette.
Absolutely. So first of all, I want to talk about what's going on in all of your worlds. Angie, I have not seen you, first of all, in too many months of Sunday, and we need to catch up. What's going on in your world?
Oh, it's more like what's not going on. Just usually, as usual, busy with work, mm-hmm. and we've got a lot of stuff going on at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. As you know, I do a breast cancer rehab program, and so good and bad, really busy with patients right now.
Mm-hmm.
We also have our annual Threads fashion show coming up,
mm-hmm.
and hopefully we can talk about that a little bit more
absolutely,
later.
Absolutely, we will. We will. And so you're busy with that.
Absolutely. And then, you know, like you just said earlier, back to school with kids.
How has that been for you?
Honestly, the first day of school this year, I didn't know if I should cry or celebrate, because I started thinking back. It was the first time, my daughter's going to be 20 in January. So this was the first day of school in 20 years, I guess, 19 mm-hmm. years, that I was not taking a child to school. She's now in college, or at least college age, about to do something else for a while. But my boys, one is in high school now, and one just started junior high. And my husband's an assistant principal, so they are going with him.
Mm-hmm. So you were all by yourself.
I was by myself. Lauren was gone, and the Mark and the boys left at 6 o'clock, and I was like, okay,
it was quiet.
This is crazy.
Uh-huh.
This is quiet. I'm not used to a quiet
uh-huh.
school day, work day, morning.
Uh-huh.
So I got my coffee and my Bible and my
wow
little Jesus calling devotional and sat down and was like, ooh, this, I could get
this
used to
this. Feels good, huh?
Put some clothes to wash and took my time. It was awesome.
Wow. And Octavia, I have not seen you in way too long as well. Catch us up with what's going on in your world.
Wow, thank you, Carlette. I missed you guys. And MedExpress is a lot's going on with MedExpress. We've actually launched our VIP program. It's an amazing program that it doesn't cost anything to join, but it allows you to, sounds like I'm doing a plug here, but anyway, this is what's taken most of my time. We've launched it mainly in the St. Landry Parish area, and it's an amazing program that just gives people a discount on their out-of-pocket expense of medical expenses when it comes to medical transportation. So that's been going on. The Chamber of Commerce, you know, I'm on the executive board there of membership,
uh-huh.
and we actually have a membership drive upcoming in November. So we are super excited about that. We really want to build economic development in this area, keep mm-hmm. it strong. We're happy to have Fort Polk still strong in this area. That's a huge mm-hmm. Economic driver. And, you know, just the small businesses. You know, the small businesses of Central Louisiana, the backbone.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's what's going on. That's what's going on around my neck of the woods.
That's what's going on in your neck of the woods, huh? Well, you know, as we talk about everything that's going on in our lives, and for us, this is our second week back to school, and I think everyone is pretty much on the same page with trying to get their kids acclimated to school if you have kids, or just getting your career and your work life sort of trying to create that balance. Well, this morning, what I really want to talk about in all that we do as women, and this was an article that I read, and it made me start to think about why this is true. And here's what the article talked about. It talked about why women specifically have such a hard time asking for help. Mm. And, you know, it's like we're constantly juggling whether we have kids or whether we don't have kids. If we don't have kids, our lives are filled with either other people's kids, our job, our church, our community, serving. Octavia, you are serving so many people, doing so many things. And Angie, the things that you have juggling in the air, I can't even you know, fathom. And so I want to turn to you with everything that both of you guys have and say to you first, Angie, is it hard, is it difficult for you to ask for help?
Yes. It is.
And it was almost even hard for you to say yes.
Yeah, well, because a lot of times it's you know, when people say that, why don't you just ask for help, it can be humbling in a way, but I look at it as a fault of mine at times because I don't do that very often. And I think it's because I kind of, I don't want to say blame it, but I attribute it to my dad in a way because of the way he reared us.
How so?
He was very, very strict. I came from a very strict household, very high expectations. My father grew up very simply. He grew up early, quickly. I call him the Father Abraham of the community that I'm from. Everybody turns to Dad for help with anything. They know who he is, what he stands for. He's very, you know, it's either right or wrong, you know, strong man. And it was almost like if you do something, you do it, you know, 200%. Or you don't do it at all, and you give your all. And so a lot of times it's easier to do it yourself than let somebody else do it. You know, it's like it's – but again, you have to step back, I think, sometimes and let some of that pride go.
And funny you would use that word pride because in the article they talked about – pride, and pride being the number one reason why women don't ask for help and why it is so difficult for us to ask for help. And Octavia, before we turn to Christy, I want to talk to you about the challenges, if you have seen any, or if you have even thought about it before this moment, that you may have about asking for help.
I agree with Angie. You know, it's a bit of pride. There's a bit of the sense of pride.
Just a bit?
More than a smidgen. What I've discovered is that sometimes when I want things to get done, it's hard to count on people that will do it.
Absolutely.
And
everybody,
Octavia,
everybody's shaking their head in agreement with you.
Yeah, it's just, you know, they say 20% of the people are the ones that get 80% of the job done. And when you want things done, you want to just task somebody with it and say, hey, you know, can I trust you? Well, one of my mantras is, and I tell everyone, this is really my mantra in life and everything, I specialize in results. If you give me something, I'm going to have results. Now, I'm struggling with the weight loss part, but everything else, I'm specializing in results. And so if you give me a task and I'm going to do it, and sometimes when you want to divvy out a task to someone and you say, hey, can you help me? You figure, you know what? By the time I explain it to you, I can get it done. That's a bit of my thing. And I know that it is a challenge and I need to work on it. There's so much I can say about this. There's so many thoughts racing through my mind because I deal with this on a regular basis. And I have learned several years ago, after my mom passed away, I had a little bit of a challenge. And one day I'll write a book about it, but I had a bit of a challenge when I realized I was saying yes to too many things. I was saying yes to too many things. Instead of just saying no, I simply can't do it. But I said yes. And I have to understand and say, you know what? Let me ask someone else for help. Can you guys do this? Because I simply can't do it.
Now, let me ask you this. Are we afraid to ask for help because, Christy, And Octavia, I want you to hold that thought because I love that. But because maybe someone may reject us asking. Mm-mm. Angie says no. Christy, you say what about asking for help?
I think it is difficult for us to ask for help sometimes because it makes us look weak. I mean, that's something that we can do. Also, too, with women and being in the workforce and just having, you know, strong personalities that that a lot of women have these days, it's hard to delegate. Now, I want to touch on what is it Octavia said, that part of, you know, by the time you explain to someone how to do something, you could have done it yourself. But again, I think that we need to get better at delegating and more in trusting. It's like someone always told me, you can't be in the band and lead the band. Have to decide, right, which one you want to do. And as being a director or, you know, your own boss or just whatever, when you're out delegating things, you're going to have to, first of all, trust yourself that you can trust this other person, too, that they can you know, complete those tasks like you can. And it is a part of it's a control thing as well.
Absolutely.
We have to touch on that.
Absolutely. You can't talk about the two without talking about control.
Exactly.
And the article talks about that. But Octavia, I know being the office manager, that means that you have a lot of tasks and you have a lot of responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
And so is it sort of an inherent fear that maybe you can't trust the other person to delegate? So you really sort of shy away from asking.
You know, that question of asking for help, it's almost two parts. We brought up the control side of
mm-hmm.
things.
Mm-hmm.
And I've often said that I'm touched with a little bit of OCD, and I have control issues, and it's almost a joke.
Mm-hmm.
But when all laughing is set aside, you know, we really need to understand that we're not in control of anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I always like to say that God has, whenever I went through my situation several years back, God spoke to my heart.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, "What? When you're in control, Octavia, when you think you're in control, things spin out of control. But when I'm in control, things are in control."
Mm-hmm.
And I have learned that. And so, yeah, there is a bit of responsibility being an office manager. You know, everything from paper to toilets overflowing, you know, they just ask you for everything. And it's okay. I don't mind. But I have learned over the past few years to say, you know what, I'm going to delegate this information to
mm-hmm.
someone else.
Mm-hmm.
But ultimately, when my boss has asked me to do something, I'm going to get it done. All he wants to hear is, yes, it'll be done. He doesn't want to mm-hmm. know anything about, well, I don't know, this person couldn't help me out. I couldn't
mm-hmm.
get in touch with the contractor. He just wants to know if it's done.
Mm-hmm.
And those are markings of a good leader. Yes, I'm here at MedExpress right now. I thank God for the company. However, I know that there is something bigger in life that I'm destined to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to be the best that I can be at this particular job so that God can trust me to get rid of my little issues, control issues, and be a better person to serve the community in the future.
Mm-hmm. And I think that you're right on point that every person that is in any position and that is a controller, we're all sort of OCD. I mean, we all sort of have that want to be the best. And I'm wondering, because I was talking to someone who runs a company the other day, and it kind of got my wheels to spinning when she talked about, and I was telling her what a great delegator I thought she was, and I admired that because I'm not. I haven't learned really that skill yet. And she was saying that she had to let someone go because her business simply did not get handled. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh my God, how did you do it? And she, you know, she proceeded to say how she did it, but she said, you know, I was depending on that person to get this work done. It cost me thousands and thousands of dollars because that person didn't get done. But now I've had to put somebody else in that position. And so now I'm wondering how we get around those trust issues that we have when it comes to asking for help because we can't do it all. What I'm going to do is I'm going to take a break here, but I want everybody to ponder this question about asking for help, why it's so difficult, and then how we move beyond that so that we can be better, we can be more accurate, and we can be better at home as well. Hey, everybody, it's Real Women, Real Talk Friday. You're on point. We're going to take a break here, but we're back with so much more. Stay with us.
Yeah. What happens when your bank does the unexpected? When every encounter is refreshingly friendly and personal? When flexibility becomes an everyday occurrence and you find options instead of obstacles? Prosperity happens. Possibilities happen. There is such a bank, customer-focused and service-driven, there for you when you're ready to take the next step, delivering more than you ever expected. Red River Bank. Everyday, extraordinary banking. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Red River Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avals Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop, everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
My shot. Man, what a glorious summer day.
Joe's surprisingly cheery response can be traced to what's in his golf cart cup holder.
Try again. These trees are majestic.
It's the McCafe line of delicious, rejuvenating beverages. Joe's enjoying the delicious wonder of the new blueberry pomegranate smoothie, made with blueberries and raspberries with a splash of pomegranate juice. And speaking of splash...
Man, I love golf.
There's always something new to love from McCafe. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Your children are your heart, and their education is important. But it can leave your pocketbook on life support. So where do you turn to take care of your little dear's back-to-school needs? No other place than Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union. With their great back-to-school loan special, rates as low as 1.49% APR with loyalty discounts and a 12-month payment plan, you can get up to $2,000 today. So don't stress. Let Heart of Louisiana take care of your little heart this school year. Hurry in. Offer ends August 15th. Give them a call at 473-4562 or visit them on the web at heartcu.org.
APR equals annual percentage rate. Quote rate is the lowest available rate and will be based on your credit score. Rates and terms subject to change without notice. We will not refinance existing Heart of Louisiana loans with this APR. Federally insured by the NCUA. Limit one back to school loan per household.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Smart talk for smart people.
I was 21 years old when I was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer. And when you confront your own mortality, you realize, what am I going to leave behind? I'm never going to have children. I might not see my husband grow old. What have I done? I'm sitting here today with tumors in my liver, my lungs, and my bones. But I'm sitting here with hope. My name is Bridget Spence. I am Susan G. Komen for The Cure. Help cure breast cancer and save women's lives.
There are still millions of women who suffer from breast cancer, and they need our help. Register now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure, October 19th at www.komenacadiana.org. On Point Talk and KAYT FM 88.1, proud partners in the fight against breast cancer.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica! Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine, I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I mean, hey, everybody, good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's Real Women, Real Talk Friday. And y'all, the conversation is so rich. Let me just say real quick that this segment is sponsored by Red River Bank, McDonald's of Alexandria, the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism, the City of Alexandria, Get Wired Satellites, and Get to a Better State with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields. We're joined by Angie Roberts, Christy Bergeron, and Octavia Jackson Williams, and we're talking about why it is so incredibly difficult for women to ask for help. And the conversation has just been, intense during the break, and we were talking about those challenges. But I said to the ladies that we're all balancing something. And Octavia, you were making a point during the break about trying to strike this balance. Go ahead and finish that thought.
Yeah, I was saying, Carlette, that I've learned that I am one person. And when you deal with the corporate world, they love you, but they love you for what you can provide. Mm-hmm. And honey, after you drop dead, they may say a few words and throw a little dust, but mm-hmm. life must move on. Mm-hmm. And I have to understand mm-hmm. that if I try to do everything in one single day or one week or one quarter, and yes, there may be a few accolades and a few attaboys, attagirls, mm-hmm. but at some point, you don't take care of what is important. If you don't take care of home, if you don't take care of God, mm-hmm. if you don't take care of your body, mm-hmm. then everything else, though, you're only as good. In the world of EMS, we all say seen safe BSI. And BSI means you cover your body, isolation, your gloves, you protect yourself. Because if you dart into a home to help someone else and the scene is not safe, then we not only have one victim, we have two. So you must take care of yourself first before you try and conquer the world. There has to be a balance.
Right. And then I ask the question about being in corporate America, and for those women that have said, I'm pulling back, I'm not going to stay the extra hours at work when my time is over. I'm not going to take on all the extras. And Christy, you said sometimes it could be perceived as a weakness. Maybe
right.
we don't want to say no. Or the or lack of what, Angie?
A lack of dedication. Mm-hmm.
Or lack of dedication.
You know. And also, too, do you think that sometimes that women feel that they have to compete with men in the corporate world, which
oh, absolutely.
Is another reason why we feel like we have to take on so much? I know whenever I was at the working at the law school in Baton Rouge, one of the main things I had to cut back is just taking on so much work, because there were people there that did not do mm-hmm. their job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you're taking on their duties. Mm-hmm. And it finally got to that point where I had to just step back and say, you know what, this law school's going to run with or without me.
Mm-hmm.
It's been here buku years.
But
you know.
But we say that,
you,
though,
you
Christy.
Do.
But does that somehow define who we are, where
yeah,
we're scared to
does.
Step back, Angie?
Right.
It does. And I think, too, you know, like for me, with what I do now, it's a program that I started.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's like... It's a vision that I had that it's not, it's just come to fruition, and
mm-hmm.
it still has so much more to do. And for it to grow like I perceive it, that I would like it to grow, and I see the need for it to grow, I am going to need help.
Right.
You know, but at the same time, like you said, with the corporate world, it's like, oh, well, she's doing a good job. She's doing it. She's getting it done.
Right.
So why does she need help?
Right.
You know,
Or she's going to always be there to do it.
Or she's going to always be there. Mm. You know, and the other thing, and I don't, this just kind of popped in my head. And we were saying at the break, I went on a retreat a couple months ago because I was literally at a breaking point.
Mm-hmm.
Personally, professionally, everything. And I didn't even want to go to the retreat. I don't have time. Would it go on
right.
a retreat?
Right.
I don't have time for that.
Mm-hmm.
That's 4 days of, you know, I can't, what
I can't
do
work.
With my kids? I can't
yeah.
work.
Mm-hmm.
I've got to whatever. But I went, and it was just, I think there's a big discrepancy in balancing our lives and the definition of balance and the definition of juggling.
Mm.
Because you can have so much responsibility and so much to do and so many, you know, run here, run there, home, work, volunteer, church, whatever, that you're juggling things. And when you juggle, you're going to drop them.
Oh, yeah.
Something's mm-hmm. going to drop. Something's going to fall. Something's going to break. And that's the point where I was.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was like, even my family, my husband, my children were perceiving that my job, my patients, the support group, you know,
you were just giving everything
I kept
out.
Giving everything to everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time I got home, I was empty.
Mm.
I had nothing left to give. And they perceived that those things were more important than them.
Right.
Now, it's nothing anybody said, but you could just comment.
You just sense
right.
it.
You sense
right.
it. And it's like, you know what? God didn't intend
no.
us as women to be that way.
And
I don't believe.
And I believe that this is a question that everybody, mm-hmm. ladies, really has to ponder. How much have we given out all day, all week, all month, all year, with never allowing ourselves to
be
replenished
right.
or refilled?
Right. Yeah.
And then you go home and you really have nothing left to
right.
give.
And that's the thing, too, that someone pointed out to me, that your home and your family should be the place where you get your strength, where
mm-hmm.
you fill up, where that you can then go out.
Mm-hmm.
It shouldn't be the other way around. And we were talking about that. We do a support group at the hospital, Pink Ribbon Club, and these are all breast cancer survivors, and they have that one thing in common, but yet they're all so different, their
mm-hmm.
backgrounds,
mm-hmm.
socioeconomic,
mm-hmm.
ages, just everything's so different, but we all have the same issue.
Right.
And it's the lady we had speaking last week was actually a social worker in one of our groups, and she was talking about that balance and filling yourselves up. Mm-hmm. And you have, for to truly have balance, you have to have an equal amount of filling up and
right.
giving out.
Right.
You can't, and a lot of times what happens is that we get our drive and our, like Octavia was saying, that attaboy, mm-hmm. doing a good job, mm-hmm. pat on the back from work.
Right.
And so it fills us up. It gives us
and that makes you want and that makes you want to do more
exactly mm-hmm. to do more because that's where you get your accolades. Mm-hmm. That's where you feel needed. Mm-hmm. That's where you're feeling like you're doing a good job. And when you get home, it's like, oh, I got to cook dinner. I got to do, you know.
Right.
I laugh at my 16-year-old all the time. It's like if he didn't ask me what was for supper every day,
right.
we'd never have a conversation.
Right.
You know, so we're the attaboys and attagirls, exactly. Well, attagirls at home.
Exactly. Right. When you walk in the door, it's not, hey, Mom, how was mm-hmm. your day? Mm-hmm. It's what's for dinner.
Right. And so, Christy, you know, have you ever, you know, as we're talking about, you know, giving so much of ourselves, mm-hmm. you know, to even to the group that you have founded mm-hmm. and to and putting things into that yourself and your heart because it's something you're passionate about, something that you know we need women mm-hmm. coming together, and then your job, and then the other things. Have you ever stopped and said, you know, how do I create a balance?
Right.
So that I am not mentally, physically, spiritually, socially, and sometimes even financially just depleted.
Mm-hmm. And that's something that I continue to work on every day. My breaking point was right before I moved back to Alexandria, and I'm still in Baton Rouge. You just get to that where you're just so overworked, you're taking on so much. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, financials, it's friendships, it's work commitments, it's coworkers, it's just so much that you really do just have to take a step back and make some serious changes. And I think a lot of us are scared to do that. We're scared to take that step back.
And why? And why, say, Christy? Why are we scared? Because I think that's absolutely
and we
right.
We are, because, you know, we feel like it's going to make us look weak. We want to feel like Angie said, that superwoman complex, mm-hmm. you know, that we can do everything. And we also compete with one another. So we're looking at what Jane Doe is doing
right.
over here. And my gosh, she's doing this, 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 and this. You know, and I'm complaining about what
these,
I'm doing.
These 100 things that I've got,
exactly,
she's got 110.
I need to stop competing mm-hmm. with other women. And that's what we do. Everybody does it.
Yeah.
You know, that's just the reality.
Mm-hmm.
And focus on what I need, what's going to make me happy, you know,
right.
and vice versa.
Right.
Instead of just, you know, competing with one another. And that's what we do. And we do that in the workforce. We
mm-hmm.
do, you know.
Pretty much
in so many
areas in
right.
our lives, we're competing with each
right.
other. And Octavia, I was talking about all of the commitments that you have, and you're, for those people who haven't had the pleasure of hearing your beautiful songbird mm-hmm. voice, you know, how do you, or have you yet started to back away and say, you know what, thank you, but I can't. Mm-hmm. Have you gotten there yet?
I think I have. There are some things. You know, the Cancer Society and, you know, Threads and the Relay for Life walks, all of those events are so close to my heart. And I love to pay it forward. So each opportunity that I get to use the talent God has given me in that area, my passion is music. It has nothing to do with business, but that's my passion.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes your passion doesn't always pay you well, so you got to eat. So I have to
right,
keep the day
right.
job. But I do love to do these things pro bono and to give, but I have learned as I move forward in my personal ministry, I believe there's a time for every single thing. There's a season for
mm-hmm.
everything.
Mm-hmm.
And for the past 3 or 4 years, the season has been for me to give of my talent to the Central Louisiana community in that aspect of the American Cancer Society and all the other events that have been taking place. So I'm... This year I won't be at Threads because I have some conflicting schedule issues, but I believe that someone else there will be able to touch the survivors with their voice.
Mm-hmm.
To answer your question, I do know that God has something for me, and I am working on, there are some things in the works that I can't mention right now. I'm hoping that I'll be able to debut those things in the future. But yes, Carlette, I'm learning to say no to a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
I love Six Park Players. There was a play that was upcoming. I could not do it. I'm learning to say no. Why? Because I need peace of mind.
Mm.
I don't need pop pills.
Mm-hmm.
I've learned if I have one or two options, I can either take a bunch of Xanax pills and be sleepy today, or I can take the word of God, which says take no thought for tomorrow. So I choose the word with no side effects, and that's why it's become easier for me to say no. It's becoming easier to say no, and I'll still say yes a lot, but it is becoming easier to say no, and I think wisdom comes with age. So as I grow older, I'm learning, hey, just learn from what you did before. So
I love it. Hey, ladies, let me get a break here. That is some amazing words of wisdom, Octavia. It's just real women, real talk. It's Friday, and guess what? You're on Point, the official OPT Network. Y'all got to get a break. We're back after this.
Ooh, it's something about, just something about the way she moved. I can't figure it out. It's something about her. Say, ooh, it's something about, kind of woman that wants you but don't need you. Hey, I can't figure it out. It's something about her. Cause she walked like a ball. Like a boss, manicure and nails, just like the pedicure off. She's fly effortlessly, and she move like a boss, do what a boss do. She got me thinking about getting involved. That's the kind of girl I need. She got her own thing, that's why I love her. Miss Independent, won't you come and spend a little.
Got a riddle for you. You know the only good mosquito?
What's that, Randy?
A dead mosquito. Man, they're driving me crazy. I can't even relax in my own backyard.
Well, Randy, J&J Exterminating can help you take your backyard back. J&J will inspect, recommend, treat, and maintain your home with our new mosquito program. Not only can mosquitoes be annoying, but they are linked to at least 7 different diseases, including West Nile. But J&J has the solution. We'll inspect your entire property and develop a solution that meets your needs.
Hey, I got a party this weekend. Can you take care of that?
No problem. J&J has one-time treatment options for those special occasions, or we can install and maintain a misting system that gets rid of mosquitoes every day, all day long.
Brian, you are the man with the plan. I'm taking my backyard back with your J&J Exterminating Mosquito Control Program. Over 50 years experience does make a difference with J&J Exterminating.
Call J&J today for your free mosquito inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating. Yeah.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
My shot. Man, what a glorious summer day.
Joe's surprisingly cheery response can be traced to what's in his golf cart cup holder.
Try again. These trees are majestic.
It's the McCafe line of delicious rejuvenating beverages. Joe's enjoying the delicious wonder of the new blueberry pomegranate smoothie, made with blueberries and raspberries with a splash of pomegranate juice. And speaking of splash...
Man, I love golf.
There's always something new to love from McCafe. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I was 21 years old when I was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer. And when you confront your own mortality, you realize, what am I going to leave behind? I'm never going to have children. I might not see my husband grow old. What have I done? I'm sitting here today with tumors in my liver, my lungs, and my bones. But I'm sitting here with hope. My name is Bridget Spence. I am Susan G. Komen for The Cure. Help cure breast cancer and save women's lives.
There are still millions of women who suffer from breast cancer, and they need our help. Register now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure, October 19th at www.komenacadiana.org. On Point Talk and KAYT FM 88.1, proud partners in the fight against breast cancer.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Smart talk for smart people.
Hey, everybody. Good morning. Welcome back to the OPT Network. Let me just remind everybody that AAA football is having registration this Saturday at Sinlaw Sports from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Y'all, it's a great, great opportunity for young men, young boys to go out and play. That's Sinlaw Sports registration, 5615 Coliseum Boulevard in Alexandria. Or for more information, you can phone Jody White, 318-446-0385. Well, we're back. It's Real Women, Real Talk Friday. We're joined by Angie Roberts, Christy Bergeron. Octavia had to leave us. Octavia Jackson-Williams, the office administrator at MedExpress. Octi, thank you so much for your great words of wisdom. And now we're joined by Yolande Thornhill. She's from Colonial Insurance. Yolande, good morning and welcome to the conversation.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So we're talking about why it is so difficult for women to say no, why we're so challenged. And during the break, we were having some really, really just heartfelt conversation about the challenges that we have about women being really in authority, Christy, and the challenges that we see, not just in the workplace with men, but with women. Why is it so hard for us to receive from each other?
I that is one question I'm still waiting for the answer, and I think that's just a work in progress. I know for me personally, I've always wanted to be in a position like this, and now that I am,
In a leadership position,
correct. But I will tell you, it is very lonely at the top.
So what they say is true.
What they say is true. I love it. I love what I do. And I love being in this position, like I said. But it's very hard. I mean, you have to make difficult decisions. You do have to let people go sometimes. That was a challenge for me. But I overcame that, and you live and you learn. Mm-hmm. And also, too, the reception that you get from other women being in this position is very difficult as well, especially when you have to supervise them or, you know, make those difficult decisions.
And do you find that you're always asking yourself if you are indeed doing a good job?
Every day. Because there are some days where I feel like I don't think I'm doing a good job. I don't. I mean, what am I doing wrong? How can I improve in this? And a lot of times you just run yourself ragged and make yourself crazy, and you just have to step back, and you have to let go of that control. You have to trust your employees. You have to trust, you know, the people that you work with. And that's just a learning process. It really is.
And so, Yolande, let me turn to you. Do you find it difficult to ask for help as a woman in business? You know, as a woman in the world, is it hard for you to ask for help?
I think that depends on who I'm asking for help from. Because I guess to me, I think it's easier to ask for help from a woman than from a man when it comes to business, especially.
Is it really?
Yes. I mean, like right now, I'm under Leah, and she, I admire her so much, and she's who I want to be in a few years. You know, the people that I'm working under and the people who have been in this business for a while, I'm very new to it, I admire them so much, and I strive to be a successful, independent woman like they are.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why I think it's harder to ask for help from a man than it is for a woman. Maybe because
mm-hmm.
I don't want to need help from a man.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be independent. Mm-hmm. So
that's interesting. And so has life sort of steered you in a way where you feel like, you know, if you go to a man for help, that it somehow makes you feel weak?
Maybe that's it. I mean, I would never want to say that I feel weak.
Mm-hmm.
Don't we all feel that way?
Right. Mm-hmm.
We never want to. But could that be one of every woman's weakness?
Right.
One of our character defects that we don't want to feel weak.
I know we don't. I don't know what it is.
Well, you know what the article says what it is, and I think it's really true, and it's a word that most of us don't want to deal with, and it's called pride.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And you know the word tells us that pride goes before the fall.
Right.
And so how do we put that pride down to delegate, to ask for what we need, to be matter of fact, to not have people look at us as being a bitch if we're in a position?
Mm-hmm.
And I said that strongly because I hate for us to feel that way about each other, but we do it every day.
And the difference is like she said, with men and
women. Like Yolande said.
Mm-hmm. If a guy stands up, if a man stands up in a meeting and says, you know, this is how it's going to go, this is what's going to happen, the coolest meeting I've ever been in was when we met with the city of Alexandria in preparation for the Race for the Cure a couple years ago.
Uh-huh.
And T.W. Thompson, let me tell you, that man's got it going on.
He's got it going on.
He pulled every person that was in charge of every department in that city. And we went down and we had an agenda and we said, we need this, 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 and this. And he pointed and said, do it, take care of it, get it done, blah, blah, blah. No questions asked.
But if it would have been a woman.
If a woman had done that, if it had been me doing that.
Why'd saying, she ask me to do that?
Or Elizabeth doing that, it would have been like, who is this? Who does she think she is? You know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the difference. When a man does it, it's perceived as
strong.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And, you know, in charge and all that. But when we do it, you know, we're being a bitch.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, we're supposed to be touchy-feely.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the key, is being a little bit of both.
Right.
You know.
And if you're too touchy-feely,
then you're perceived as weak.
Right.
Right. And
so,
again, it's that real balance
mm-hmm. then? You know, you can't be too touchy-feely. You can't be too strong. You know, and then you try to be in the middle and you really end up not getting still the things done that you want to get done because you really haven't necessarily asserted yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know, so these are the tough questions. And I think that each of us has to ask ourselves as we're driving in, as we're sitting here contemplating our lives, our businesses, our families, what can we do as women to assert ourselves and say, this is what I need, and not have to feel apologetic about it.
Right.
This is what I need help with.
Right.
Can you get it done? Why is that so hard?
Mm-hmm.
And let the chips fall where they may. Why is it so hard for us to relinquish control? Have you ever thought about that, Christy? Why it's so hard to relinquish control?
A lot. Just because I'm just very assertive and strong, and I mean, that's how I perceive myself. And so I just want to take on whatever, and I can do it and not a problem, no worries. And this is just
mm-hmm.
how I am. And it runs you ragged. It does.
Mm-hmm.
And you just get to that point where you can't do it anymore. And every day it's a struggle for me because I get up and I go to work or, you know, just do different things or people are calling
mm-hmm.
me. And it always happens when you're just having this crazy day and your friends really need you with their serious problems
mm-hmm.
and need advice and
mm-hmm.
you feel so guilty. And it's like you just have to stop and you have to say, okay, I'm going to take it, you know, hour by hour,
mm-hmm.
minute by minute. And just, it's.
And, you know, as you're saying that, I'm wondering, ladies, what we can do, like, individually, because I say every single morning at the end of the show that change
mm-hmm.
starts with you
mm-hmm.
and it starts with me. I'm wondering, individually, each person that's listening, what we can do to make the life of another woman, especially if that woman is in authority over us? What can we do to make her life better? How can we be more willing to work with her instead of against her? How can we empower her? I was saying to some ladies on yesterday that part of what I do is I live to see other people empowered.
Right.
And to see them grow in what they love and what they're passionate about. And eventually I know that my turn will come. Mm-hmm. What can we do to assure others that just because it's someone else's turn doesn't mean that we won't get one? Does that make sense?
Right. I think we just have to be, we have to show support to those women. We have to be positive. We have to give them the atta girls, the pat on the back. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of us sometimes forget to do that because we're waiting for our turn or we're too focused on us and what we have to do and all that, that we're not saying, Angie, you're doing a great job.
Right.
And, you know, if you need any help, let me know. Or
really mean it.
And really mean it. And really follow through.
You know, why does it have to be either she succeeds or I succeed?
Right.
Why can't you empower each other to both succeed?
Right.
You know?
But you know what it is, Yolande? I think it's a situation where people think that there's only enough room for one, especially if there's a woman. There's only enough room for one of us at the top. And so are you experiencing sort of seeing that maybe there's a little friction there because maybe there's a perception that there's only enough room for one?
I don't find that to be true with the people I'm working with now. I find them to be a very supporting group of women, and I really appreciate that. I myself have trouble giving praise to others. I think
really, why do you think?
And I don't mean to be that way, and it's not because I don't want them to succeed or that I want to go against them, because I don't feel that I do that. I do appreciate when people can succeed, and like I said, I'm surrounded by these women who are successful, and I appreciate it, and I strive to be that way. And why is it hard for me to give praise? Maybe because I'm constantly trying to be better myself. I think we overthink it. Women always overthink it. And we always think that men are overthinking like that. I don't think they do. I think they're just A to B to C. And we're not like that. We have all these other things going on at all times.
So. Yolande, I feel your realness, and I love that. Don't you love when people can just be real and say, I do that? And then that's how we get better.
I know.
And that's when we all get better, when we can be true to ourselves. And we can say, yeah, I do that. Hey, y'all, hear the music. I got to take a break. It's Real Women, Real Talk. It's Friday, and you're on point.
I need some shelter of my own protection, baby. Be with myself in center. Clarity, peace, serenity.
The credit union with a heart, the heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Your children are your heart, and their education is important, but it can leave your pocketbook on life support. So where do you turn to take care of your little dear's back-to-school needs? No other place than Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union. With their great back-to-school loan special, rates as low as 1.49% APR with loyalty discounts and a 12-month payment plan, you can get up to $2,000 today. So don't stress. Let Heart of Louisiana take care of your little heart this school year. Hurry in. Offer ends August 15th. Give them a call at 473-4562 or visit them on the web at heartcu.org.
APR equals annual percentage rate. Quote rate is the lowest available rate and will be based on your credit score. Rates and terms subject to change without notice. We will not refinance existing Heart of Louisiana loans with this APR. Federally insured by the NCUA. Limited one back-to-school loan per household.
The credit union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hyde Painted Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Ray Hyde Painted Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avals Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana. Another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
What happens when your bank does the unexpected? When every encounter is refreshingly friendly and personal? When flexibility becomes an everyday occurrence and you find options instead of obstacles? Prosperity happens. Possibilities happen. There is such a bank, customer-focused and service-driven, there for you when you're ready to take the next step, delivering more than you ever expected. Red River Bank. Everyday, extraordinary banking. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Red River Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When I was diagnosed with breast cancer, both of my daughters were pregnant, and everything I was looking forward to turned into everything I was going to miss. First words, first steps, being there for my grandchildren, for my daughters. Today, those babies are three. I'm with them all the time. I don't know what's next, but I know I'm here today. My name is Alanthea Pena. I am Susan G. Komen for The Cure.
Help cure breast cancer and save women's lives.
There are still millions of women who suffer from breast cancer, and they need our help. Register now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure, October 19th at www.komenacadiana.org. On Point Talk and KAYT FM 88.1, proud partners in the fight against breast cancer.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody, good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's Real Women, Real Talk Friday. This segment sponsored by J&J Exterminating, Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, McDonald's of Pineville, St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital, the heart of Louisiana Credit Union, and Davis One Stop. Hey, we're joined by Angie Roberts, Christy Bergeron, Yolanda Thornhill, and we're just having an incredible conversation. Yolanda was actually a walk-by this morning, but she fit right in. And I said, you know, this is what we can do. We can take any woman, and we can meet her right where she is. And we are all more alike than we are different. And so we were talking about what each of us can do individually to make another person's life better. And as we were talking about that, I wonder if we are really authentic, if we're really just real, like Yolanda was when she said, you know, I don't tend to compliment other women. Can't we really, Angie, just be real with ourselves and take a moment and say, am I really jealous of that person? Do I really want her to succeed? I mean, you got to do this introspectively. Mm-hmm. Because right. If you do it out loud, somebody may judge you, or you may even have to judge yourself. Are we really doing that? Are we really taking time to be honest with ourselves about how we're feeling about the power structure, especially if the power structure happens to be woman or women led?
I mean, I think every day you should look back and say, what did I do today? Did I do my best? And, you know, I find myself a lot of times questioning myself, did I do that because I really wanted to do it, or did I do it because I felt I had to do it? Did it come out of love, or did it come out of responsibility?
Mm-hmm. Guilt.
Guilt. Mm-hmm. Just, you know.
Why did I really do it?
Right. And that's with everything. That's mm-hmm. just with simple things, you know.
And I think that inventory really is what you're talking about, is
right.
something that maybe we should all do at the end of the day. Why did I do that? And sometimes I say to myself, why did I say that?
Right.
You know, I mean, could I have left that out? You know, just kind of really go introspective within myself and look at and be authentic with myself, because mm-hmm. I think you really can't be authentic with others until you really are true to yourself.
Right. I agree with you.
And then too, and you know, kind of practice what you preach. I mean, I tell mm-hmm. my patients all the time, you know, they're struggling with so much, and it's like, if you don't take care of yourself, then you can't take care of everybody else.
Right.
And that's real easy to give that advice, but then to turn around and take that advice,
mm-hmm.
that's hard.
Mm-hmm.
That's hard.
Absolutely. Go ahead, Yolanda.
That inventory that you're talking about, I find myself waking up in the middle of the night taking that inventory, and that is so frustrating. It happened last night, actually, 3 hours. You know, I need to sit down and do that inventory on purpose before I go to bed.
Oh,
so
on
get
purpose.
That over with,
mm-hmm.
You know, because so, and it's not just professional life, it's also personal life. What could I have done better in my professional?
Absolutely.
In my personal mm-hmm. life as well, you know, because that affects so much of my professional life and how I'm functioning and how well and clear I am throughout the day.
Mm-hmm. And you'll rest better. But you know what? You have to do certain things on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You have to purpose that at the end of the day, you'll look back and say, was I fair? Did I do all that I could do?
Mm-hmm.
Did I do too much? But most importantly, you know what I'm getting to? My motives. Are my motives really pure?
Mm-hmm.
Did I have the right motive, or did I do it because I wanted to be accepted, because I wanted somebody to say I was good enough? What were my motives for doing what I did?
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, I want my motives to be right and pure.
Right.
But all the time, honestly, they may not be. I right. may have engaged in something that I shouldn't have because I just couldn't say no, or
mm-hmm.
or I didn't want somebody to think ill of me. And so are our motives, are our actions and our intentions, are they lining up?
Mm-hmm.
All this goes back to how we're living our lives. Are we inclusive enough? And that's why the conversation started off with, why is it so difficult to ask?
Mm-hmm.
You know, really what's going on within that we're not asking?
Yeah.
Are our motives pure? Are we being real? And so I was reading this article, and I'm going to have this author on that talks about really being an imposter. You know, are we somehow imposters in our lives? Are we really living a real life? And every day, my journey, my quest is to live a real and authentic life, mm-hmm. not to sit on the microphone and say one thing and then you see me and I'm doing just the opposite. Now, mm-hmm. do I miss it? Of course, we all miss it every day. Mm-hmm. But I think that when we all find that real authentic place that is secure for ourselves, then we don't have any problem saying, Christy, that's great. Mm-hmm. You know, Women and Wine is, which it is, it's an amazing organization. It's an amazing way to bring people together. But let's not just come together with our masks on.
Right.
Let's just come together and be real and say, look, I'm challenged by this. I need help with this. You know? And so how do you get there? And Angie's sitting there looking at me like, oh, wow. Gina just started breaching. But, I mean, this is really just true, the way that I feel. And I think that others feel this way or maybe want to get there and have not stopped to do that inventory. See, you have to be purposeful. Mm-hmm. You really have to know. And then, Yolande, it won't be like, you know, you're up all night because, like, you have at the end of the day, you've said, okay, this, and this happened. And, like, I had this moment the other day with DC where I was just so torn up about the day and how it went and why I did all these things and then how I can work to be better tomorrow. Hey, everybody, this is going to be a quick break. I promise it's Real Women, Real Talk Friday, and you're on point. We're back right after this.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Real Women, Real Talk Friday. Walker Automotive Group is who's sponsoring this segment, Sylvia's Caring Companions, and Get to a Better State with your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf. We're joined by Angie, Christy, and Yolande, and we're wrapping up this morning's Real Women, Real Talk. And during the break, Yolande, I love what you said about your motives, and talk about how you sort of examine your motives, and I love what you said about it.
Well, I was saying that as far as my motives for doing things are concerned, I feel I've come to a point in my life where I'm secure with my motives. I feel that I'm usually operating on a good level.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, of course, everybody makes mistakes, but my execution is what sometimes fails me. I have trouble living up to my expectations.
Mm.
You know, and I believe that my motives are pure, but my execution of things, I just leave something out, or I didn't do something as well as I should have, or I just didn't push hard enough, you know, things mm-hmm. like that. And I don't know how that is. I think, like you were saying, Christy, right. that we are very critical of ourselves.
We are.
And I find myself doing that when it comes to the execution.
Absolutely. And I think that as women, we are all very critical of ourselves. Mm-hmm. And I am very critical of my execution as well. And I try to really remember this, that God's grace is new every single morning. And when it's over, it's over. And if you live to see another day, you'll get grace for that day. And I think that we all have areas that we can work together better in. But this morning, I hope that people will be left with understanding that we all have to sort of put our pride down, put down what others think about us or how others perceive us, and ask for help so that we will not be depleted in all of those areas that are so important, mentally, physically, spiritually, socially, financially. You know, so before we gotta go, Christy, tell me how you sum up this morning.
Well, just like I said, I'm just gonna take it day by day and just do the best that I can. And I mean, every day is a challenge when it comes, especially working in the workforce and being a woman, especially someone in a leadership role, which is what I am, because people are watching me. And so I have to make sure that, you know, I'm doing my best at work, but also setting good examples and being, you know, the best boss that I can be. And that's what I strive for. And, you know, I learn, you know, I want them to learn by me too. I want to be a good mentor for my staff. So it is difficult at times, but I just need to just take a breath and take it day by day and do the best that I can and not be so critical of myself.
Absolutely. And for you, Angie, what do you take away from this morning?
I think it's just a reminder that we do need help from each other. We can't do everything by ourselves. But, you know, the first thing in the day is to look to God for that strength, for that grace, because His grace is sufficient, like you said. And then also just strive to not juggle what we do, but to truly balance what we do and learn that we have to fill ourselves up first before we can give to someone else, and not you know, get so caught up in the juggle of life that we deplete ourselves, that we can't give back.
Absolutely. Well, y'all, that's got to be almost the last word. I want to thank Angie Roberts, Christy Bergeron, Octavia Jackson-Williams, and our new sister friend, Yolande Thornhill. You did an amazing job. And we want to thank all of you for spending the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network. And I want to leave you with this. Be kind to yourself. Say to yourself today that you are good enough. Most importantly, don't forget to be the change that you want to see. Remember, change starts with you and it starts with me. For David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great and a safe weekend. And God willing, we'll see you right back here on Momentum Monday.
Do what I want, live how I wanna live. I worked hard and sacrificed to get what I get. Ladies, it ain't easy being independent. Question, how'd you like this knowledge that I brought? Bragging on that cash that he gave you is the front. If you're gonna brag, make sure it's your money you fund. Depend on no one else to give you what you want.
Shoes on my feet,
I love
the clothes I'm wearing,
I love
the rock through my game.
Been On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Our mission is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time. We invite you to join us Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. on KAYT FM 88.1 or log on to www.